RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
It's a Friday weekend.
It is a Friday.
It could not have come any sooner.
I actually
thought many times yesterday that it was already, like, the next day was, like, our vacation.
But we have more day left.
I kept on, like, reminding myself, ay, o nga pala, ano pa, Wednesday pa tomorrow. So I was like, I was so ready.
But the roads are clear.
Yes.
There's no one on the roads. Do you think they left earlier?
I think there's going to be, like, it's clear, right? But I think tomorrow, because tomorrow is the first official day that most offices will be out. Today is like the last day. So you can expect there to be a Thursday surge. There's always a Thursday surge. Because it's the first no work day of the Holy Week. Most people still have work by Wednesday. So
yeah,
there's going to be that. So just be ready for, and especially maybe not in the city, but definitely if you go to like NLEX, SLEX.
Out of
you
town.
Kind of expect traffic to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe today and tomorrow.
Well, let's see what happens.
Hopefully
it isn't too bad.
I know, right? So here we go. We do have a top 10 for you today. Courtesy of Mike Ferrer, our ever reliable top 10 topic sender. He wants us to do the top 10. Hashtag, bakit bawal? And tell us specifically what. Bakit bawal ang blank? And then tell us why. So for example, bakit bawal gumala pag Holy Week? Kasi patay si Jesus from Friday to Sunday, kaya walang magpoprotekta sa atin.
Yeah.
Well, that's the official reason. That's why you're not supposed to do anything dangerous, no extreme sports. No.
Oh, so that's the
official, you know, matatanda saying na parang don't even travel during Holy Week because, you know, you don't have...
That's what the church says.
Specifically, not the church. It's not official doctrine. It's more like...
the old folks.
Mga lola-lola na... Nako, wag ka nga... Especially Friday. Friday to Sunday.
Okay.
Monday to Thursday, that's fine. Because, you know, it's leading up to the Friday, you know, crucifixion. So, the matatanda would say, parang, don't do anything dangerous. Don't go traveling because... We don't have protection.
So the crucifixion was on the Friday,
On a Friday. Three, di ba, like 12 noon.
Yeah.
Tapos 3 hours, Jesus was crucified. And then 3 p.m., supposedly, you know, he passes away. At least that's what
And then he rises again on Sunday.
On Sunday. So between Friday and Sunday, parang...
But isn't that just 2 days?
Technically. Pero pag sinama mo yung actual day, like Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. On the third day, eh? Hindi naman sinabing in 3 days. Sabi naman, on the third day. So Friday is one day, Saturday is second day, and Sunday is... actually, dapat nga, ano, dawn. Kasi diba, salubong yung resurrection. So, yeah. So, dawn, technically 3 days.
Like yeah. 2.5?
2.5-ish. Another example, bakit bawal... bakit bawal landiin ang jowa ko? Eh, simple lang. Kasi dudukutin ko yung mata mo pag nahuli kita.
Ay, oo. Trust.
That's the only reason. That's the only reason, really.
Trust.
Another example, bakit bawal magtayo ng resort sa natural wonders of the world? Eh kasi, ikaw lang ang nakinabang. Imbis na ang the whole world. The universe, rather. It's, you
accurate.
Know, those things, those treasures, those natural treasures, they don't belong to one person. Even if you can afford it.
They belong to everyone.
They belong to everyone. For everyone to appreciate.
Yeah. And, you know, did you hear about the whole fact that they're going to be tearing down that resort?
Oh,
that,
they are?
Yeah. Well, I've been reading a few things.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And even nga not the natural wonders pa nga eh. Like, remember this whole brouhaha about this building that was being built at the very line of sight of the Rizal Monument?
Ah,
like,
yes.
Like, so if you take a picture of the Rizal Monument, like, straight on, there's nothing in the skyline, right?
Yeah,
you see
nothing.
The monument of Rizal. But then there's this really tall building that was being built, and they were saying, if this building goes up, you literally will not have a clear shot
yes.
of the front view of the Rizal Monument. You gotta think about that, you know, to be honest. I mean, nothing against people building buildings, but when it's literally in the line of sight of a historic
monument,
even though it is man-made, parang, you gotta think about that. So can you imagine all the tourists, every time they take a picture with the monument, you will see this building there,
yeah.
and it's the only one that's there.
You do have
to think about these things.
Or that one, was it a property or a resort? The one that was being built in the mountains in Cebu?
Oh, I don't know about this. No, but what's the thing?
Like, it's like this really nice terraces looking thing, but it's
built
in the...
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I mean, that's why you have to have an agency that makes sure everything is met. But then, if you trust the agency to do its job, right?
And that was resurfacing after the whole Bohol incident.
Yeah.
I saw it online.
Again.
So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Well, yun nga eh. So,
protect Mother Nature.
But it's a slippery slope. No pun intended. But it's like, there has to be rules and guidelines. Kasi you can't say naman you can't build one in the mountains. Hello. I mean, the whole city of Baguio was built on that, right? I guess it's just which areas. Because there are rules. There are very specific rules. Yung mga land... Ano nga ba yun? Parang something and somethingable. Na when it's that, you can't. You know, because it was assigned for something else. And you can't build like residential areas. Naka-zoning yan. You know,
yeah.
Parcels of land. And another example, let me see here. Bakit bawal ma-in-love sa barkada? Kasi you'd be stupid to make the biggest mistake of falling in love with your best friend. Mm. Or, that's one movie, but the other movie, yung, sinota mo ang best friend mo. Kay Kim Chu naman yun. Yung isa kay Jolina, yung isa kay
is
Kim
that the,
Chu.
Is that what it's called? Sinota mo?
No, that's a line.
Ah, okay, okay.
It's the same thing. It's the same sentiment. But one was a Kim Chu movie. One was a Jolina movie. So.
Mm.
And one last, bakit bawal maging malikot pag Holy Week? Kasi pag nasugatan ka, hindi gagaling ang sugat. Again, that's what they say. So, but of course, gagaling siya.
Of course, it'll get better.
Yeah. But that's what we're doing today. You know, what about, like, tell us what it is that's bawal and tell us why it's bawal. Okay, so go ahead. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag bakit bawal in all your posts.
We are playing songs from the 2000s and the 2010s before Riot Wednesday OPM playlist. Only here on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It is time for some hashtag tea over coffee. So today we're talking the door that saved Kate Winslet's character in Titanic was officially sold for $718,750.
Wow, for a door.
It was the highest bid amongst amount during Heritage Auctions Treasures from Planet Hollywood event, beating Indiana Jones' Bullwhip from Temple of Doom and Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Because those are iconic. I don't know what I'd pay more for.
But then again, Titanic was, well, Titanic.
That's true. And it is a door. So, it's much bigger, discussed door. Diba, a lot of people were saying they would have both survived if they both hung on to, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, why didn't he just jump on the...
I know, right? Pwede naman daw I, like, instead of, like, Kate Winslet lying down, her whole body there. But then other people were saying, ano pa rin sila, hypothermia sila if the other half of their bodies were hanging out. Because that's the only way they can hang on, eh, diba?
Both of them.
If half lang yung sasampa dun sa door. Believe it or not, there's an actual, like, thread about whether or not they would have both survived.
But why couldn't they just both get on the door?
Ay, hindi, it's too small. Like, sakto lang for one person yun. Eh. If two people tried to, like, ano yun, mag, what do you call that? Babaligtad. It'll turn over if two people tried to be on the door. So, believe it or not, people have actually, like, scientifically...
proven it.
...tried to discuss as to would... have they survived? Was Jack's sacrifice necessary? Or, you know, was he being just a romantic fool? Yeah.
So, who knows?
Yeah, the door is iconic.
Also, talking P. Diddy... his private love air, LLC jet, has been tracked on the Caribbean island amid his homes being raided. It is unclear if he's on it.
Ooh, okay.
So
we will be expecting more. Even his quote-unquote drug mule, so allegedly, was arrested at the airport or something. So, I mean, you know, this is an ongoing thing. You can expect, I don't know... hour after hour kind of updates when it comes to this, because, you know, law enforcement agencies will probably be working very fast and will be probably getting news as to ni-raid yung ganito, hinuli si ganito.
But
oh
it
my gosh,
seems
this is
like
going to be such a mess.
True, but it seems like he's on the run.
That's what they say, like he's missing supposedly. I mean, I don't think he is in custody. So we'll see.
Well, they're still looking for him, right? As it, as they say it here, like
maybe they won't release anything tracked until they get him. Because obviously they're not going to say where they're looking for him, because that might tip him off. So this is going to be a big mess.
It's going to be
a lot of names are coming up. A lot of names, other names are coming up, and this is going to be messy if the names allegedly involved, if it's to be believed. Oh, this is going to be big.
That it is. And lastly, let's talk about reality TV news. This is Hazel's show that she's been talking about for a while, right? She's, The GOAT, it's premiering on May 9. The new competition series stars Alyssa Edwards, Wendell Holland from Survivor, and just so many different people. So many different reality show stars. So I'm very, very excited to watch this. Watch the reality shows together and talk about it on our hashtag TMR watch list, which we will be doing today.
Probably today. Because
we don't have a Friday this week, and we'd like to talk about shows that we're going to be watching over the Holy Week. So send yours in. Hashtag TMR watch list at RX931. Keep it locked. Only on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Yes, let's start off with some greets. Send them over 0961-1367-931. Let's say hi to a few people. This is Elmer Velasco, who says, hi Marky Hazel, hope you're, well, Marky Chico, hope you guys are doing well. It's the provincial capital being built in the Cebu Mountains. That was what we were talking about a while ago with thing in Cebu, remember?
Yeah.
What's being built in a natural setting that should be protected.
Okay.
Renz says, talk about love. Yes. Mm-mm. Also saying, please pa birthday blend for me in advance because it's my birthday tomorrow. Sabi ni Renz Rufil.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
I'm partnerin of Eo 37 Yuck Tanders. Oh no. Oh, mas matanda na ako kay Chico.
You know what? I still accept you no matter what. So, okay. Ew, but okay.
Yes, plain. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Renzi.
Happy birthday to you, Renzi.
Rufil.
Rufil.
In the spirit of Regine Velasquez.
Yes. Yes, yes. Happy birthday, RR.
Hello to LV, tuned in just in time for the national anthem. The national anthem, Talk About Love.
I know,
such
right?
A generational talent. I had both of their albums when I was young. I remember the first album was introduced to me... introduced me to the song Get Here by Oleta Adams, and it became one of my favorites. Hope you guys have a great trip and wish everyone a restful Holy Week.
I know.
To you as well. Hi to Kenneth Kimavier. Good morning. Gising na ba si Hazel Hadi? Send them a message.
Yeah, malenyo.
Malenyo. Butter Baby says, happy riot after today's show. Pahinga na. Well, Chico will be resting.
Yes.
I go straight to rent rehearsals.
Oh, you
folks.
Still have rehearsals?
Yes.
Ah, kasi nga pala Wednesday.
It is the last day. Uh-oh. So I will be going to rent rehearsals. Also saying hi to Cyril, who says hi. Good morning. And Renz, as well as Jason, who says Regine or Queen Yasmin.
Who?
Sino si Queen Yasmin?
Queen Yasmin? Who's Queen Yasmin? Pressman?
Pressman?
I don't know. Yeah. And si naman yun. Like, who's, what do you mean by Yasmin?
I don't know.
Yasmin what?
Curdy?
Yasmin Curdy?
Pressman?
Yasmin
Curtis?
Yasmin Kennedy? I don't know. Please tell us which Yasmin.
Yasmin.
Mm-mm.
And let's go to Viber, saying hi to Trisha. Good morning, beautiful DJs. Also saying hi to the Jedi Master, who says, good morning. Please greet the UP Dreamers and the D2 Run crew a solemn Holy Week. Also, hi to Juice Blank, to Melvin, greeting Mar. Hi to Arlene, Jay Escobar. Hello to my Ateneo leadership classmates, Anton, Mina, Bianca, and RJ. Hi to Sarah Prelli. Who requested for Talk About Love.
Oh,
and she says, oh yes, thank you so much. It's playing now. Let me
You're
kayo.
Welcome.
Yes.
You are welcome.
Yes. Copy. Hi, Diontifi. You can tell I'm over it. I'm like, okay, whatever. Just, yes and.
Sabi yes ni and.
Ni Catriona Grande.
Catriona Grande? Ano nangyari?
To Catriona Grande. Hi to Yontifi and happy weekend, beautiful DJs. And ang saya kapag okay streaming on a riot day.
Yes, of course.
Hi to Jerome Santos and Angeli, who says last day of work before the long weekend. Kapit lang guys, have a great day. Hi to Ronnie as well. Hello TMR, happy riot. Also Edward Dasmariñas, Civiliana, ODH, who says Yasmin Asistido. It's a popular online Pinoy personality.
Oh, okay.
So, may Asia's Songbird and Asia's Love... Ay, kayo pala yun. Yung Asia's Lovebirds. Si Chikondel.
Yeah.
Asia's Songbird and Asia's Lovebirds.
Okay. Ako, I'm more... I think I would be more like Asia's...
Yeah.
Pipit? Asia's Maya?
Oh, sorry. Please greet my dad Tots a happy birthday from Juice Blank.
Happy birthday, Mr. Blank.
Happy birthday, Mr. Blank.
Happy birthday, Mr. Blank.
Happy birthday. Juice Blank's dad, Tots.
Happy birthday to Mr. Blank.
A.K.A. Tots.
Tots.
Yeah.
And
it's the tots that count.
It's the tots that does
pag
count.
Pag nag-gift ka kay Mr. Blank, it's the tots that count.
Yes. Hi to Jean Imbuido, who says, greeting my wife, Mika or Micah. Super James is tuned in, who sends us more of this Min Asistido or Yasmin. These TikTok people, I don't know who they are. I don't seem to be watching too many TikToks these days.
Yeah.
Are you on TikTok?
No, not really.
Rarely ever.
Yeah, like we have TikToks, but like we rarely...
I don't scroll on it either. Yeah. Like Hazel
TBH,
loves to scroll
Facebook
on it.
Facebook and TikTok, I'm not so much into. Like even Instagram, really. Like scrolling, but like...
X.
Getting into deep dives, X is the one for me.
Yeah, Chico's
all
app
the
of
conspiracy
choice.
Theories. You can ask me. I know all of them.
And it's scary what he knows. I mean, nadadamay kami ni Hazel.
Yes.
Hi to Butter Baby and Elmer Velasco as well as Renz. And that's it for greets, I believe.
Okay. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. Let's start off by thanking Mike Ferrer. Thank you very much. As always, making life so much easier for us. Bakit bawal? Let us start off with Genshin Impacto.
Number 10.
Bakit bawal maligo after 3 p.m. pag Holy Week? Kasi daw yung tubig magiging dugo.
Ay, kakatakot.
Yeah. Pero I think that's more of like Friday. Not the entire Holy Week. Pero alam ko pag Friday after 3, kasi nga supposedly that's when Jesus died, parang don't take a bath.
Is that what they say?
Or don't swim. Or basta parang ganon. I do remember that. I mean, obviously we don't do it anymore. Pero like, when I was younger, ganon. Like, we're spending Holy Week in a beach place. So we're swimming, even on a Friday. We're swimming in the morning and then lunchtime. Tapos, pag mga 2 o'clock na, yan, sasabihin na ng mom ko na parang, oh, ano na, in 1 hour, aahon na. Kasi nga pag 3 o'clock, dapat you're out of the water.
So your mom is very, very religious.
I'd say more superstitious than religious. I mean, religious din, pero like, ang talagang memorized niya, yung mga superstition, yung mga ganyan, yung mga bawal ganito, bawal ganyan. Oh my gosh, like an encyclopedia of superstitions.
Mm. Wait, let me just pause you there. Willie the Man says, wow, Chico, keeping the high-pitched level of Regine Velasquez internationally claimed Chico and Delmar way back 90s. Napepreno ako, Chico, hearing you say it.
Na what?
Wala. Hearing you say that internationally acclaimed Chico and Delmar of the 90s.
Oh, what? You mean like napapreno siya because of the truth? Is the truth gagging you? So yeah. Global phenomenon. I think that was what was said by, I think Time said we were the global phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I think Newsweek naman said we were an international superstar.
Category is humility.
You know what? Hindi lang kami pinayagan ni Louis, but we were supposed to like go to New York to receive our like
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime.
You can't even keep a straight face.
Our honorary Grammys for international global hit. Yeah. Meron ganun na category before. So, hindi kami pinayagan ni Louie. So, like, okay.
Tin Pasha says, humility left the chat.
Hindi kasi alam mo, like, it's not bragging. It's like saying, I have two hands, I have two feet, you know, I'm an international phenomenon, I'm a global phenomenon. I mean, it's just a statement of fact. It's not being arrogant or overconfident. It's just, you know, like, it's just that. I'm Filipino, I have 10 fingers, I'm a recording prodigy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Can we continue now?
I mean,
yeah.
I'll take it like a champ today.
Okay, good. Like a, like a burger.
Like a whopper.
Like a
Big Mac.
Like a lead singer. At the time, OPM Raya tayo.
Yes.
Right. And from Mike Ferrer.
Number 9.
Bakit bawal maging masaya? Kasi iiyak ka bukas. Diba yung, they always say that, pag yung, lalo na pag yung tawa kayo ng tawa. Kasi bila, oh, tawa kayo ng tawa, bukas iiyak naman kayo. So parang like, dapat in moderation, even laughter. This is the worst, you know, of all the superstitions. Kasi it's like, why are you putting a damper on happiness? I mean, it's such a commodity now. When people are happy, let them.
Smile.
If they want to keep laughing the whole day, let them laugh the whole day. Why, like, throw a wet blanket over the festivities by going, sige, tawa kayo ng tawa, bukas iiyak naman kayo.
Mm.
Such a party pooper. Coming from Al Macchiato.
Number 8.
Bakit bawal magkajowa within the same department or company? Kasi awkward pag nag-break up. Ang hirap mag-iwasan, especially kung same team kayo. Mm-hmm. That is the main reason. Also, like, if one becomes the boss and one is a subordinate, that's also not... it's going to be very tricky.
It's just don't date in the office. Don't date in the workplace, period. That's always been my agenda.
Yeah, and also, Fitz Villafuerte, bakit bawal tapusin ng maaga ang work sa office? Kasi bibigyan ka kaagad ulit ni boss ng bagong trabaho. That is a thing now. Parang sometimes... Oh, okay. If it's, you know, sometimes that's what people say. Like, if you actually finish early, you'll just be given more work. So, in some cases, yes... That's the downside of finishing early. And coming from Rice Rice Baby.
Number 7.
Bakit bawal tumayo pag hindi pa lahat tapos kumain? Kasi daw baka tumakas ka sa paghugas ng plato. I do know I mean this is not superstition. This is a given. But I'm talking about like pag nagliligpit, bawal magligpit ng plates pag may kumakain pa. Kasi hindi raw makakapag-asawa. Like for example, there are 10 of us eating, right? And then 9 are finished. Tapos I start taking the plates of the ones who are already finished. Obviously, I'm not going to take the plate of the one who's still eating, right? Pero pag napagligpitan ka ng pinagkainan, parang yun, hindi ka mag-aasawa. Something like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a thing. I think, ewan ko kung tama, pero parang ganun yata. Like, basta alam ko, bawal magligpit.
Is this why you have so many superstitious beliefs because of your mother?
Maybe.
Actually, did you inherit it from her?
Actually, mother's side.
The whole family.
Even my aunties are very like, ang dami nilang ganyan, yung mga kailangan ganito. Oh, did you know, like, when we have like a newborn baby in the family, sobrang haba ng ceremonies for the first bath. Like the first time you're going to give your baby a bath. Kasi ba sa una punas-punas lang. Yung first legit bath, there has to be like, I don't know if I remember right, there has to be a Bible. There has to be like a container of salt. Basta ganun. Like maraming whatever.
Is this offering?
Hindi, nandun lang. Like it's just there when the baby is bathed. I forgot. It was just a long time ago. Pero dapat kompleto yon. Pag yung unang bath nung baby. Parang as a something.
That's so interesting.
Oo, may mga ganon. Like, and we would follow, ha? Kasi like, my aunties would insist. Kasi usually, one of my one of my aunties would be the one to be the one bathing the babies. Kasi nga siya yung maalam eh. Siya yung parang shaman when it comes to bathing the babies. So dala din niya lahat ng mga paraphernalia na for the first bath.
That's so interesting.
And coming from Queen of Dedma.
Number six.
Bakit bawal hawakan ang aso ko? Kasi hindi ka lang niya kakagatin, lalapain ka pa niya. Okay. You know, that's how we were with one of our dogs, our late Chihuahua, Nairobi. She's so cute. She's so adorable. But when we're out in public, we would always tell people. Because sometimes people will approach and we're like, oh, please don't touch her because she snaps. I mean, she doesn't bite. She's not going to attack you, but she snaps. So if you try to touch her and she doesn't know you...
And it's usually the small dogs that really snap, no?
It's true.
The bigger dogs, I guess it's also because of... Maybe it's an inferiority complex.
Yeah, yeah.
To the bigger ones.
I know, right? And from Designer Dad.
Number five.
Bakit bawal mag-VL ngayong Holy Week ang juniors? Kasi lahat ng seniors, nakabakasyon na. Kayo muna sasalo ng workload. And that's how usually it
goes. That's how it works here also in our...
You know what? Even if, let's say, the younger ones complain about it. That's not fair, blah, 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 blah. Let's hear what you think. Pag ikaw naman na yung senior employee, and then a junior employee says that they should have the vacation over you. Let's see if you still feel that way.
Hey, all of us I remember my first year, I had to work for Holy Week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always the new ones that have to come in.
Yeah. Right. And coming from Maxim the Winter.
Number four.
Bakit bawal mag-sing-along while watching a musical na hindi naman sing-along show? Kasi nagbayad kami to hear the performers. Not you.
That's, you know what? That's like a genuine fear for Ren.
You know, that's why some, like for example, Mamma Mia, also...
Jersey Boys.
Not in my experience, but also Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. They have a sing-along at the end.
The sing-along, yeah.
Yung parang they would do the whole thing. Tapos at the end, after the, what do you call that, curtain call, parang they would start playing again. Tapos everyone can sing along. Kasi nga parang, we'll give you a chance to sing along with the cast after. So please don't sing during.
During the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Jersey Boys doesn't have that pala. But maybe the one in Vegas.
Maybe, diba? Parang it makes sense. Kasi like, it is annoying. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's so tempting. For me, the hardest not to sing along with is Wicked. When I'm watching, I'm like, I have to clutch at my throat. Parang, don't sing! Kasi talagang, you know what I mean? Because you love the songs, right? But in as much as it's so tempting, akala mo hindi naririnig nung katabi mo yung song mo. Kasi diba sometimes it's so loud. So you think, yeah, I can sing my heart out because the volume is so loud. Girl, no.
Girl, everyone can hear you.
We can hear you. Lalo na yung literal na katabi mo. So you might want to skip that.
Yeah. Sabi ni Colleen MYC, yung katabi namin sa Miss Saigon may commentary every number. Gusto ko talagang matukan.
Oh no, that's the worst. It's the same with movies, right? When they're talking, it's like, I did not pay, and diba, like, movie tickets now are so expensive, only to hear somebody do a live commentary, like, no, pass.
That's why a lot of people don't watch cinema anymore, they just watch it at home.
It is so annoying. From Yul Jamjin.
Number three.
Bakit bawal natawagin mo akong kuripot? Kasi bakit? Hindi mo naman pera yung tinitipid ko, ah. It's my money. So why would you call me kuripot? It's none of your business what I do with my money. Do you know, like, where I'm going to spend my money? You know the whole, like, in Tagalog, yung may pinaglalaanan ka for your money. Do you know what my plans are? Do you know, like, if I'm planning to buy a car or buy a condo or build a house? You don't. So unless it's your money, you don't really have the right to have a say
to where I spend it.
Where I spend my money. It's my money. And the top.
The top?
Yeah. That was
and the top entry, number one.
Comes from Galactus Intolerance.
Galactus Intolerance says,
bakit bawal ang kumain ng karne pag Holy Week? You wouldn't want to have a beef with God.
Mm-hmm. That's apparently what it is, right?
Right. Yeah, so there you go. Bakit bawal? Go ahead, send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Bakit bawal in all your posts.
Yes, carrying on with our OPM riot today. Only here on The Monster.
TMR Watch List.
RX93.1, time for TMR watch list on a Wednesday because technically it's like a Friday. So, yes. Recos for the Holy Week break.
Yes.
This is the time to binge watch. I mean, if there ever was a time for it.
Perfect time.
Definitely.
Okay.
So, what's on your watch list?
I have zero that I have watched. Because, like I said, I'm finishing the stuff that I haven't watched yet, but I have a lot on my actual watch list. Meaning I plan to watch. There's a lot. Like, a lot of the stuff that, you know, the rushers have sent in, like Queen of Tears, among others. So you might have to go first. I want to watch The Ano. It's on one of the streaming sites already.
Which one?
The hit movie of Marian and Ding Dong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The last film fest. Mm. I literally want to watch that.
Rewind?
Yes, Rewind. I want to watch that. There are so many, actually. A lot of new ones that I'm so excited to catch. But as to the actual stuff that I watched, zero.
Okay, for my watch list, well, I watched Physical 100, and yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm excited to see the next few episodes. Probably gonna watch that over the weekend. And Three Body Problem. I started watching the first two episodes, and I really, really enjoyed it. It's very sci-fi. It's very, I think, up Chico's alley.
Yeah, I might.
I think you would like it.
Yeah.
Because it talks about these, I think it might be aliens. I don't know yet.
Okay.
Because I'm only on episode two. So who knows what it is. It's like, I'm still kind of confused as to what's happening. But I'm really enjoying it.
Okay.
And I hope it evolves into something substantial. Anyway,
okay.
There you go. That's it for mine.
Well, for my watch list, I actually started watching Australian Survivor, Blood versus Water, the one with Sandra from US Survivor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember kind of watching it already, but then I guess I didn't continue because I was busy with like the current season. I think it was like Heroes versus Villains while it was airing. But now, like, I'm fully into season 7 because there's no other Australian Survivor to watch. So, yes, watching that one. Sandra and her daughter, of course, they're part of it. And a lot of, some of the contestants that we watched in Heroes versus Villains, like Jordy, for example.
Right.
That's his original season with his brother. And, some other contestants. And my favorite would have to be, ano yung sinabi ko sa yung pangalan nung kahapon?
Jordan!
Yes,
yeah,
Jordan. I like Jordan. Rooting for Jordan and his cousin, the pilot. Anyway, it's an older season. It's because pag namimiss mo yung, alam mo yun, kasi the most recent season, Titans versus Rebels, just wrapped up. So,
right.
Sobrang nakakamiss siya. So, I decided to kind of go back to older seasons, and that's what I intend to do. Like, I'm working my way down to like the first season. So nasa 7 na ako, and then after that I'll follow it up with 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Right.
Medyo paatras yung watch ko, pero yeah. And also I started this new show. It's a little weird. I mean, Palm Royale. I don't know if you
guys I want to watch that.
It's a little, I thought it would be like right up my alley.
Yeah, it looks
pero parang ang medyo the pilot parang a little boring.
Oh, really?
TBH. Mabagal. I don't know.
That's strange. I mean, the cast is amazing.
That's why I decided to check it out. Pero feeling ko, it's one of those shows na siguro medyo slow burn.
Okay.
But hopefully it'll pick up. I mean, maybe it's kind of like a White Lotus. Even White Lotus naman eh, diba? Like the first episode medyo parang, okay. Like, hindi siya mabilis.
Okay.
It's a little on the slow side. But they're saying, you know, it's very soapy. Very ganun yung vibe niya. And yeah, like you said, big names. We'll see. We'll see if, you know, we can continue to watch that.
This should be interesting.
This long break. But yes, that's my watch list.
And there are a few TMR watch list entries from some of the rushers. Jinya says, I'm watching J-drama, Meet Me After School. Ang title, nakaka-intriga yung plot, pero na-excite ako sa Morning Crush entry ko rin. Oh, wait. Yung Morning Crush entry niya na si Toshi Mitsukami.
Mm.
Also, magre-rewatch ako ng Kyle XY for the K-drama Wedding Impossible. Huh?
Kyle XY? The guy with no belly button?
Yeah, diba yun yun?
Oh, yun yun, diba? What's the connect with K-drama?
Ah, it's I guess it's two different things.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Kyle XY. I remember that.
Kyle XY and for the K-drama Wedding Impossible. Okay. And then Juice Blank says, animes Boruto, Ninja Kamui, Michelle, and The Eminence in Shadow. Do you know any of those?
I know. Mashal, yes.
Mashal.
Boruto, of course. That's the sequel to Naruto. It's like Korra and Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah, parang ganun.
Also, Shogun, Season 1, Episode 6 is out now.
Oh, that is amazing.
Anyone But You, Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, and Madame Web, as well as Poor Things, One Day series. I'll compare it to the movie as an Anne Hathaway simp. Love and Other Drugs and Invincible Season 2, Episode 5 and 6 are out now, which I'm excited to watch as well because I'm actually watching that. Melai Supergirl says, I guess let's greet a happy birthday to Faye Baranda.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Nina Hidalgo also is locked in. Galactus Intolerance says, rewatching Ally McBeal on Disney Plus. Also, bala ko pa namang gumawa ng watch list may pasok din pala ako until Friday. Oh my gosh, may work out until Friday pala. And I believe that's it for watch list for our rushers on X.
Maxim from the text line says, started K-drama, the K-drama tomorrow. Literal kayakap ko yung tissue box. Hagulgul. Malala.
Which one?
Tomorrow.
Akala ko mapanoorin niya bukas.
No, it's a K-drama.
Oh yeah, that I love that K-drama. I finished that already.
And
grabe yan.
So talagang tear-jerker.
Ay, nako. Maxim, get ready.
Ayan daw. Hagulgul nga daw ng malala. And she's also watching Physical 100 Season 2. You know, the most recent episodes, very interesting because they basically brought back some of the eliminated contestants already. So, parang nagkaroon ng draft pick.
Okay.
So, it ain't over for everyone. Just when you think that, you know, they're eliminated, may chance pa. Arvin PPP says, for TMR watch list, The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, yes, my favorite. It's the Rick and Michonne spinoff. And of course, X-Men 97, Episode 3 and Shogun.
Oh, yeah.
Also, from Hody AH, mas bet niya daw si Josh kaysa kay Jordan. Share niya lang. In Survivor, Australian Survivor. And yeah, a lot of people are watching Physical 100 Season 2. And Ro says, Parasite, new K-drama series.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is it like based on the movie? Or is it a completely different
diba weird Parasite? Sometimes they
have the same title.
Yan, completely different.
Okay, and Cindy says, Dune 2 for her.
Oh, yeah. The best.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it for TMR watch list. Enjoy and go watch whatever you can this long break. And then come back to us next week and give us your watch list, right? Whatever you get to watch. But anyway, we do have a giant batch of the top 10 coming your way in just a little bit, but on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's do some final greets.
We're live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, so go join us. It's the final giant batch of the day. Good morning, Ronaldo, Kino, and Hody H. According to Ro, Yung Parasite that he mentioned, na K-drama, is like an adaptation of a Japanese anime called Parasite na may alien creature.
Tsaka yung merong something gray. Di ba parang ganun? Parang Parasite gray? Or
I guess.
Or something. Basta, hindi siya like...
Hindi siya related to the movie at all. Hello to Claire and Brenda. Also to Carlo and Rovi. What's up to Lols? Hot or Lloyds? Good morning as well to Ronaldo. And that's it for the text line.
And on X, let's say hi to Uniquely Common, who adds to his TMR watch list all about Eve. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Death becomes her.
These are all like super old movies.
Hey, that's interesting. I think we should do something like that. Do a little like old movie marathon.
I watched the first two already. Yung all about Eve and whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Pero parang I want to watch Death Becomes Her again.
I don't remember if I've ever
Alam
seen
mo,
it.
You've never seen Death
I'm not sure.
I love that movie.
Oh, really? Ako parang
no,
okay lang.
I think it's also because it's nostalgic. I watched it when I was like, what, 7? It was like the first adult movie I watched as a kid, you know? And I really enjoyed it. Well, I mean, it's because it also had that camp vibe that Beetlejuice also had.
Yeah. Oh, I love Beetlejuice more.
Of course.
Infinitely more.
Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, that whole thing, right? Mm. Also, hello to Kiko Man Machine, tuned in on the last day of work for the week. Hi to Mila Carranza, Carlo Oscar Lozada. Good morning, y'all. Hi to Elias. And of course, Champagne Supernova says, nag-emote ako while nasa train and listening to You've Made Me Stronger,
wow,
which we played a while ago for all of you. And also saying hi to Melai Supergirl. Again, saying happy, happy birthday to Ate Feb Baranda, who we didn't get to sing for a while ago.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear
Feb Baranda.
Happy birthday to you.
Also saying hello to Nina Hidalgo, who greets Anissa. And that's it for greets.
All right. We've got our top 10 for today. A giant batch. Let's thank Mike Ferrer for the topic. Bakit bawal? Mike Ferrer says, bakit bawal akong magpatikim? Kasi 100% masasarapan ka at hahanap-hanapin mo. Trust me. It's for your own good.
It can't just be a one-time thing.
Yeah, you're gonna get addicted. Let me protect you from my beauty. Okay.
My yumminess.
From Al Macchiato, bakit bawal pag may pinakita si friend the picture on their phone? Kasi baka iswipe mo left or right. Mamaya kung ano pa makita mo, you cannot unsee.
No?
Okay.
What's there, I wonder.
Or you want to see forever.
Ay.
Telephone ni Crush. Oh. May makita kan di mo dapat makita. You want it tattooed on your mind.
Oh my God. Will you?
What?
Kunyari naiwan ng crush mo yung phone tapos hindi nakalock.
No, I won't.
I wouldn't either.
I would not.
I don't know.
I'd feel so dirty and sleazy. Parang may ibang sagot. Parang isa sa atin, iba yung sagot.
I wouldn't.
Ay, ba't labas ilong?
Hindi, totoo.
I wouldn't.
Hindi ako ano. Unless nakabukas na siya pag, alam mo yon, yung wala na akong pipindutin. It's like right in front of me. Pag ganun, parang, if siya na nag-offer sa sarili, yan nababasa ko.
Okay, Sydney Sweeney on Euphoria. from Maxim De Winter. Bakit bawal maging tamad? Kasi ang gastador, walang karapatang maging tamad.
At least motivated ka. If anything, diba? Meron kang hugot why you need to work hard.
Oh, that's true.
Diba?
Very, yun nga, kay Mimia, diba na, work po tayo, opo. Hindi po tayo pinanganak ng mayaman, opo. Wala po tayong trust fund, opo. Yeah. And, from Rice Baby, bakit bawal mag-CR pag may turbulence? Kasi walang seatbelt yung inodoro. Oh, I hate it though when...
Pag inabutan ka.
Yes. Kasi
like
sometimes,
when you're inside, like you have to come out, diba?
Yes. Sometimes kasi when you go to the bathroom, wala pang turbulence. And then once you're doing your business, and the plane starts shaking,
they're gonna knock on your door.
That is the worst. The worst. Because it's not like you can stop midstream or mid something else. I mean, that's going to take some time. And you can't just like pull your pants up and go back to your seat when you're not done yet, right?
Yeah.
It's absolutely
like the stress, the
true.
Sobrang annoying siya. I mean, I think I've experienced it. Like, alam mo yung, I mean, just peeing. But still, the fact na kinakatok ka, yung parang, oh my gosh, wait lang. Diba?
Right? Mm. Oh my gosh. Do you remember that? Katok mga misis?
Yes.
Do you remember that? What's that again?
Something.
What's katok mga misis? Isn't that like
a
show or?
Parang ano yata yan.
Bigla na ano sa akin yung katok mga misis. Is that a TV show?
So, or parang a popular expression?
Popular something?
I don't know. It's a TV show from 1995 to 1998.
Okay.
Is a Philippine television talk show broadcasted on GMA, hosted by Giovanni Calvo, Ali Soto.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sanjay Acosta.
Parang talk show daw, sabi
nila.
Di ba na weird? Biglang nagsinabi mo na kasi kinakatok ka. Biglang naisip ko yung katok mga misis.
Oh my hey, God, and, throwback.
Ali Soto is a very good friend of my mom.
Oh,
so
cool.
She used to drive us home all the time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's also the one, diba, with her son who...
Yeah.
Unfortunately passed.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. And from Genshin Impacto, bakit bawal mag-park? Ikaw specifically sa garahe ko? Kasi hindi kasha yung big black car mo. Yung mga Esplanade, diba usually black talaga yung pagkakapaint ng mga Esplanade. Oh, those are huge.
Or yung mga limo na black.
And not just huge, like parang they're huge in all aspects. Like they're long.
But they're also like wide.
And they're like massive. Like alam yung mataas, mahaba, malaki.
Pag ganun, huwag ipilit.
Hello, warak. Warak yung garahe mo. Hindi, di ba? Like yung the sides of the garage. Lalo na yung mga sa US, di ba? Yung mga wooden garages. Hindi mo, masisira yon. Sira yon. So, forget it.
For sure, kinuha nila lahat ng mga big black cars ni Didi, no?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, probably. Okay, little update. Supposedly, they were able to trace his private jet.
Yeah, we talked about that a while ago.
Caribbean, di ba?
Yeah, the Caribbean. Mm.
Pero hindi sila sure if he was on board. Basta alam nila, the jet is there.
Meaning, he probably could have landed there and then disappeared.
No, because that could be like a smokescreen.
Kasi last photo niya, as of like last night, was him pacing, looking nervous.
He looked so nervous. No, but the thing is, it could be a smokescreen. Siyempre, alam nila na, they're going to trace the plane. So what if he's not on the plane and he's somewhere else?
What if he took another vehicle
or another private plane? It's so easy for them to get another plane.
Yeah, true.
Why board the plane that he owns knowing that everyone's on his tail?
Yeah, and of course he can be tracked, right?
So they know that they're going to track the plane. So make it go to the Caribbean and then go somewhere else.
Oh my gosh. What a mess.
It is a huge mess. From Helmerito, bakit bawal panoorin si Crush kapag natutulog siya? At saka bakit bawal mag-iwan ng gift sa bahay niya pag wala siya? Ha? Bakit bawal ba yun? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe. Stalker.
Like breaking into somebody's home just to leave a gift is bawal? Okay.
Hey, listen, it has happened to me before.
Oh, no.
No, like, but back in the day.
They got inside?
Yeah. I've gotten a gift. But this is just like literally me going down, withdrawing money, then going back up again. And there it was.
Okay. Okay.
It was kind of scary.
Kind of?
Kind of?
But there's this thing now kasi I saw on X. Someone posted about basta gay drama of this guy who has been sending gifts to the jowa of this individual.
Guy.
Who's sending gifts to the jowa of this guy. Another guy.
The jowa of another guy. Okay, okay.
So nag-post siya. Tapos nag-send siya ng mga gifts. And who this person could be. And then nag-aaway sila. It's like a big...
Oh.
Yung parang, parang, why are you giving my boyfriend gifts?
Gifts.
Parang ganon.
That.
But it's a gift. Ah, well, sabagay. Yeah, I kind of get it though.
Like
but
all the non-stop, time?
Non-stop.
And then
weird.
Messaging each other all
parang
the time.
Parang very manliligaw.
Ganun, ganun. Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that was a thing on X.
And JR Keita says, true story, sabi ni ex sa akin before, bawal ka gumamit ng mga hookup at dating apps. Magjowa na tayo. Tapos, binura niya yung mga apps sa phone ko. A month later, kaya pala bawal. Kasi nahuli ko. Nandun
siya
sa mga apps na binura niya.
Oh my God!
So, it's not because they were already in a committed relationship. He just wanted to make sure that the boyfriend wasn't there to catch him being with other boys. What a sleazebag.
Sleazebag.
Oh my gosh, sneaky.
And from HoDH. Oh, HoDH, sorry. No, I mistyped. From HoDH, bakit bawal i-pinch yung cheeks ng baby ko? Aba, mali ko anong germs yung nasa daliri mo.
Wait, diba,
and in general,
those touch
other people's babies without permission.
Kids, even. But like, yeah,
and
especially
to be honest,
babies.
To be honest, ako, I wouldn't even ask. Kasi what if the answer is no? You're then, putting pa the parent in a situation where they'll feel awkward
no.
Having to say, "Can you? I'm so sorry, but can you not?"
Tsaka, diba, for
you
babies,
know what I mean?
It's so dangerous for them. Kasi what's that? Yung parang something herpes.
Yeah.
It could cause death even.
Exactly. So just don't.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't kiss babies.
True. Rhyme and Reason says, "Bakit bawal?" Ibenta ang palaspas. Pwede daw ibenta ang palaspas basta hindi pa siya nabibindisyonan. Pero pag na-bless na yung palaspas, wag mo daw ibebenta kasi parang binenta mo na rin yung blessings mo.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
Parang ganon. Kasi diba yung palm, after Palm Sunday, pag na-bless siya, you usually bring it home.
And then hanggang matuyo na siya. Diba? Yung iba
sinasabi sa door. Kami.
Yeah, kami. Ganun din.
Until
hey,
now.
Ganun din kami dati.
Yes.
I mean,
kami until now. So, kung ano yung na-bless na palaspas, parang pinapako mo sa door.
Sa door, yeah.
As your, the whole year.
Yeah.
Kami the whole year, it stays there.
And then until the next Palm Sunday.
And then
bago
you replace
ng
it with a new one. Yes, yes. And coming from...
Ano my, palaspas in English?
Palm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what...
Yeah. Even sa the Passion of the Christ, yun, when Jesus went into Jerusalem, he was met with palm leaves.
Oh.
Mike Ferrer says, bakit bawal humiram ng power bank? Kasi pag binalik mo sa akin, 1% na lang ang natitira. Di ba usually you just borrow just for it to go like, I don't know.
Para wag lang madeds.
30 to 50, para lang hindi madeds.
Di mo mo kailangan mag 100%, no?
Kasi inubusan mo naman yung may-ari.
Oo, bad trip yun. My gosh.
And from Rice Rice Baby, bakit bawal ako makipag-date sa labas ng bahay? There's this thing called house arrest. Kaya ikaw na lang ang pumunta dito. Promise I'm harmless.
Okay.
If someone is on house arrest though, is it okay to visit them or are they just supposed to stay home with like no visitors?
I'm guessing, this is purely guesswork ha. Feeling ko pwede kang bumisita sa kanila.
I think pwede. Pero
hindi
dapat
ka pwede lumabas.
Paalam ka muna sa
really?
Authorities.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just guessing like
well,
I said.
Well, I think like,
feeling ko pwede naman.
Maybe it depends
kasi
on the level
lang
of
is,
strictness.
Baka lang kasi umiskapo ka. Umiskapo? Mm. Like, what are these? Eskapo? Like, parak? Umiskapo? What's with this criminal language? Why do I have these, like, criminal language?
Criminal core.
From Rhyme and Reason, bawal na daw ang screen name pag nag-check-in sa motel. Kaya ayaw nun nilang paggamit yung mga go-to names namin. Pocahontas and John Smith. Ariel and Prince Eric, Rapunzel and Flynn Rider, and our favorite screen name, Chico Garcia and Baby Whale.
Oh my God! Wait, do you even need names to like check in or whatever?
Don't you? Because it's like the hotel, they ask for your names. And like
hotel, yes, definitely. Because, you know, kailangan mo ng credit card details.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, but like kung motel, is
pero
it
kung
the
credit
same?
Card.
I don't think you need to.
Feeling ko hindi.
Because that time that I had that event where I had to do that park and sleep. Like I
fun.
It was, I tell you. Let's go back to that episode where I actually had to do it, and you guys were not laughing.
Event,
I tell you, it was.
Tell it to the Marines.
It was.
How's it going?
I had the event. Like after Cebu, I flew in and I didn't want to go back to Eastwood, so I stayed there na lang so that I could go straight.
To,
because you were laughing last time, so I suspected that you would laugh again this time. So then I went to SMX after, but I had to sleep for like a couple of hours because I was really tired.
Okay.
So I parked my car and then
you
went upstairs.
Parked your car?
I did.
So, satisfied ka naman?
No.
After?
No. The bed was like...
Saks lang.
Saks lang. And then I look up...
Let's not use that. Exacto lang.
I looked up and there's like a mirror on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of scary to sleep, especially when you're alone.
That's true. Kasi mamaya makita mo may katabi ka.
Yeah.
My God! Katabi.
And like, then, alam mo yung, it should be a sexy thing, but it turns out into a horror thing.
Yeah, horrible. And it felt really like... scary,
yeah.
As opposed to, you know, because it was quite dark. Like it was boarded up windows and.
Ano yung theme?
There was no theme. It was like not even that. It
just
was
like a basic
super
room.
Cheap, very.
Di man
basic.
Lang ano Game of Thrones.
Or? No, walang ganon. I mean, this one wasn't. No, this was very very cheap. I just wanted to spend.
Yeah.
I literally spent what 300. Cheap.
Wow.
For like 2 hours. I only slept for like 2 hours before going to the event.
Short time.
Wiki nap.
I had to change too.
And from Al Macchiato, bakit bawal ang outside clothes in my bed? Because I have no idea where your butt has been. Ang dumi kaya ng mga inuupuan natin.
Yeah,
from bus seats to benches to office chairs.
Agree.
You don't know how dirty they are.
You don't know who sat before you
exactly.
Also. Dun sa mga yun.
And Rice Baby, kasi sa... bakit bawal lumabas? Kasi sa classroom may batas. Bawal lumabas o bawal lumabas.
Pero pag sinabing pag.
Pero pag sinabing pag. Nag-complain ka. Nag-comply ka na bawal lumabas. Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Bawal lumabas. Bawal lumabas. Pero pag sinabing pag.
Bawal
pero pag sinabing pag.
From Victoriano, I still do this. Bakit bawal magkuko at magpagupit pag Martes at Biyernes?
Really?
Kasi malas.
No.
Yeah.
I just cut my nails yesterday.
Actually, more of cut my nails. Kasi I had a haircut yesterday. Yesterday was a Tuesday. But nails. I don't cut my nails Tuesdays and Fridays.
I didn't know about Tuesdays. I mean, narinig ko na yung Fridays before.
Yeah.
Kami Tuesdays and Fridays.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody told me that.
Oh, I don't
someone
know
told me naman, don't cut your nails
at night.
At night.
Oh, yun din. Narinig ko na din.
That's
yan.
The one I heard.
Hey, ako, I always cut my nails at night. And the Super James says, bakit bawal mong i-compare yung experience mo sa hardships ko? Even if it's the same thing, we're different people. It's wrong to invalidate someone's feelings just because you think yours was worse. Hindi to competition who suffered the most. Alam mo kunyari yung, yeah, I'm so upset because blank. And they're like, eh, ako nga. And parang like, okay. Then congrats.
Okay.
Congrats, you had it worse.
Yeah, that's bad.
And Al Macchiato says, bakit bawal ipet yung cute and cuddly wild animal, especially that fluffy fox that looks friendly naman that I keep seeing on my way home.
Mm.
Because they could have rabies.
They could bite.
Speaking of rabies, ang kalat na nung... the whole Kilua situation, no?
Yeah, oo nga.
Ang dami ng
plot twists.
Lumabas na. Yeah, plot twists. Crazy.
There was another one I saw on X where someone was taking a video of the balcony in front of their house.
Yeah, I saw
did
that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, and then may
where
parang
there was
pit bull.
A pit bull that was being harassed by his owner or her owner, and they were trying to report it to Paws. So if like you're listening, if Paws is listening... I guess get in contact with them. I don't know. I'll send this to Rich as well.
Yeah.
We have a pause group. And like, there are certain things that I send to that group sometimes whenever we see like mangy dogs or dogs that might need help or cats. Yeah. Send them to Pause and I think they'll handle it. They'll really help out.
And Farmer Sanchez says, bakit bawal kang maging main character sa story ko? Excuse me, that seat is my role.
Oh.
Well, at least in that person's story. Oh. And from 7070, bakit bawal magtahe sa gabi or magbasa habang umaandar ng sasakyan? Lalabo daw ang mata. I've heard that. I haven't heard of the magtahe sa gabi, though. Alam ko yung reading at night, reading ng nakahiga, and nagbabasa habang umaandar yung kotse.
Minsan kasi parang it seems like common sense na lang din.
Because it's stranger eyes.
Kasi madilim, obviously. Oh, it's difficult, di ba? Extra challenging.
Fitz Villafuerte says, bakit bawal maligo kapag malapit na maghating gabi? Kasi kinabukasan ka nalalabas ng banyo. Kasi midnight ka natutulog. So literally.
Okay.
Literally kinabukasan ka nalalabas ng banyo.
True.
And from the Super James, bakit bawal akong tignan pag nagpa-parallel parking? Lalong hindi ko magagawa kasi nakoconscious ako. Minsan naghahanap na lang ako ng ibang parking pag may kasama ako.
Yes. I mean, for some
like
people...
Like you get pressured.
Yeah. Sometimes we just don't like to be watched parang, when we're still learning.
Parang performance anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like... Lalo na pag yung hindi mo siya nakuha first couple of tries, tas lalong nagpa-pile on yung pressure to get it right.
You know what? Well, rent rehearsals. That's my little problem. When, for example, I have to do a scene and everyone's watching, there's still a part of me that isn't so comfortable
with it yet. Which
is weird,
right? Because you're going to have to perform it anyway.
Because when you perform it in front of people,
you're ready.
You're ready. Mm. But when you're still trying to find it, whatever it is,
it's different.
You don't want to be messing up in front of people because you feel like you're inadequate. I mean, that's how I feel, and that's how a lot of my co-actors feel as well. So that's why I'd like it if there weren't too many cameras taking videos of us while we're rehearsing.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
True. And the two tops comes from Fitz Villafuerte and Super Malasguy.
They both say...
Suerte Super Guy. I'm so sorry. Suerte Super Guy says, bakit bawal tignan ang contents ng cellphone ko? Baka kasi mawalan ka na ng respeto sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly though, alam mo yun, I am curious. Like, minsan kasi yung the most seemingly innocent person, you have no idea kung ano yung mga kadumihan
what
nila sa
kind of
phone nila.
A freak flag they're
flying.
Yeah, because
you have no idea, honestly, right?
Yeah,
you'll
that's
never
true,
know though. By just looking at a person.
That's true.
Yeah, especially, diba, when they came out with the whole Cornhub statistics.
Yeah.
Who would expect that Filipino women
are the number one
are
users?
The number one users?
May ano nga eh.
Click.
May pictures pa nga dun eh ng mga top users. Nininervyos. Nininervyos.
O hindi, that's not my website of choice.
Ah,
ako
oh.
Din. It's not my website.
Yeah, hindi ako yan. Sure ako.
And from Fitz Villafuerte naman, bakit bawal kumain ng sampalok kapag marami kang kailangan gawin?
Bakit?
Kasi baka bigla kang tamarind!
Oh, God. Di mo matatapos.
Wala na. Hindi mo na matatapos. Okay.
Parang yung live natin. Wala na. Kasi yung internet parang nag-ano na. Tuloy ang gumive up.
Baka ka tamarind.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Huwag kang kakain ng sampalok.
My favorite drag queen.
Sino?
Tamarind Thomas.
Well, what about us?
Okay, let's wrap it up. I mean, the
internet
Facebook
is
Live
dead.
Is just like dead.
Not
at this
accommodating.
Point.
No.
Bakit bawal?
Let me see.
Yan na. Na-exit na siya ulit.
I'd probably say... What are the things na ano? Like personally for you?
Na bawal? I don't know.
my gosh, this stuff. Ang dami kasi. I mean, like, you know, like some are minor. I'm trying to think of something major.
You know what? Bakit bawal na hindi mag-take ng supplements during flu season? I mean, I don't think it really is a thing na bawal, but still, like, especially when you're hurting.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You gotta take your supplements. If not, you're gonna get sick.
That's
what's happening in our rehearsal process and all over Quezon City.
For me, siguro ano? I don't know.
Bakit bawal kang humang out with other girls when I'm not around, or with other boys when I'm not around? Kunyari in a relationship.
Even
right?
Other boys?
Coming from the person in a relationship's perspective. Mm. Kasi I think kaya din binabawal, because the minute that you open yourself up to temptation, medyo mahirap talaga. Like, why would you even expose yourself to that? You know what I mean? So, that's, I kind of understand true. Also. Although, personally, hindi ako yung the type who would say, bawal ka to do this, or bawal ka to do it. And I also would not like...
Parang it's more unspoken.
I also wouldn't like it kung babawalan ako to do stuff. Mm. Pero gets ko. Kasi minsan when you don't, minsan nagiging masyado kang... Alam mo yun? Chill about certain things. Delikado din siya. Kasi you never know kung sino yung makahalubilo nung partner mo. Minsan, they pounce. Buitre.
Di ba minsan nga, sasabihin mo yung, it's not that I don't trust you, I trust you. I don't trust the people you're hanging out
with.
Yeah,
and what if they catch that your partner na, alam mo yun, medyo, I don't know.
Unguarded.
Mm. Weak moment. Mm. Diba? Vulnerable.
Which so, we all are. We all have those
times,
moments.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. So, mahirap yun.
Ako siguro ano, bakit bawal to push me to my boiling point? Because I usually let things pass. People think that there is no boiling point.
Pero nagkukulo-kulo ka naman.
But when I get there, there's no turning back.
Oh,
I usually don't bounce back.
And then?
Kasi diba, like yung ibang tao, magagalit agad, diba? And then after that, tapos na. It's done. I'm the complete opposite. Like, I'm usually like, no biggie, no problem. And then you do it again, it's like, it's okay. And then you do it again, nothing.
And then?
But I will, and sometimes even I don't know when I reach that boiling point.
I want to test.
But when I,
oh my God, what in the?
I hate tickle torture of all. But I did not reach my boiling point. Hindi, totoo. Like, I really get... I don't even know where the limit lies. Even I don't know.
It just happens.
Yeah. So I wouldn't test it. And I'm not going to hurt you naman or anything. Hindi naman ganun. Pero gets, like, I can't bounce back.
It's giving Joker.
Hindi naman ganun nga. I mean,
I have a feeling.
I don't think it's going to reach that point. But gets, like, kumbaga, parang, di na tayo friends. Yung ganun. Uh-huh. Like, and
so
forever
it won't
na
reach,
yun.
Reach, like, a Kill Bill moment.
No naman, I don't think so. But more like...
Or an Arya Stark.
Kasi I probably would have given you, like, a million chances.
More like,
already.
Iba na yung feeling.
Trying
to get that feeling again. Pero mahirap na.
I have experienced it. Even, ano, not on a bestie level. Kahit yung regular people level.
Yeah. If they keep testing you.
Yung parang, I realize... Minsan, we used to be okay naman. Tapos parang something happens and I realize I can't bounce back.
Right,
and
yeah.
On the surface, I have.
But you haven't.
But I haven't.
I understand what you're saying.
I haven't.
Parang...
Minsan, inaano ko na lang na, yeah, we're okay. But actually, deep
inside,
I'm
like...
One
would think na parang okay na ang lahat.
Or at least not like before.
Correct.
Pwede namang okay na. Okay tayo na. but just not the way we were okay before.
Super gets, yeah.
And I've told told you a couple of these stories.
Yes.
Remember, we've talked about this before. Na yung after that, parang it's just not quite the same. I mean, we're okay. Like, you know.
True.
But it's never like before.
Parang pag, so may ganun talaga ako. Pag natawid mo na yung that na, mahirap ka na talaga to, yeah.
But we can be cool. We can be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's different.
But it's,
yeah,
not
the
like
same.
The way we were. So.
Gawin mo pa yung isang Babs na kilala natin.
I know, right? Hindi kaya sabi ko nga sa iyo, scattered pictures.
Wala, may dibs na dyan.
Of the smiles we left behind.
Your girl is lovely, Hubble. Anyway, okay. 10:09, we gotta wrap it up. Thank you for joining us today, and stick around. Rhea is up next, and she has a special interview.
Oh, yeah.
With ex-ambassador.
Oh, my gosh.
So make sure to catch that shortly. We'll leave you with our final song, and we'll talk to you again when we return on Monday.
Vacation. Woo!
Bye, guys.
I'm so excited. Bye.
This is it.